Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, new sweepstake, the results of the sweepstake coming out, and I'm excited to hear the winners.
That's right. So we just got done competing in the state sweepstakes, livestock sweepstakes competition up in Manhattan, Kansas this last weekend. And the kids participate in an array of different competitions up there. It's a busy, long weekend. And I'm so proud of all of our kids for just going and competing. It's not for the faint of heart. They're up early and it's late nights and practice, and they all did so well. So the four main competitions that make up the total sweepstakes is we start with livestock judging, which is the evaluation of animals themselves, ranging from beef, swine, sheep, and meat goats. And then they move to what's called a skill-a-thon, and that's more testing them on their knowledge as far as it's a test format that they go, or gives them simulations of like real farm situations that then they have to process and give an answer to. So it's a more knowledge-based opportunity and competition that they go through. And then in the morning, on Sunday morning, they wake up and they do a meats competition, which again evaluates the animal after it's been harvested and the actual product that we are trying to produce through that animal. And then the final competition that rounds out the weekend is a quiz bowl. And again, anybody that's done quiz bowl, this is more of a test format and more just getting them on their knowledge of just basic understanding of those four worlds, the beef industry, the swine industry, and the sheep and meat goat industry. And so these kids are a kid, as you can imagine, they are sharp kids and they always just blow me away. So I'm just going to, we had seven kids from Frontier Extension District go. We had Anna Higby, Elam Higby, Evelyn Flory, Hope Proct, Holden Firestone, Braden Gillespie, and Hal Higby all go up and compete this weekend. And I'm just going to hit a couple of the highlights. So you have to, even before you can get into the quiz bowl, our team has to take a test because there's so many teams they have to even test out to be able to compete. So our team was able to compete in the quiz bowl. They were the 12th team in the state. Our overall meets team was 8th. Frontier was 8th. Skillathon overall team, we were 27th. And then Frontier 1, we had two teams there, was 12th. In livestock judging, there was 200 individuals. Anna Higby placed 3rd. And our Frontier team 1 placed 9th out of a total of 27 teams. So really great on that. Placing in livestock, this is breaking it down just a little bit into the different categories that they're judged upon. So in reasons, they have to give what's called oral reasons, where they go in front of a complete stranger and have to basically deliberate and debate like why they place those animals the way they place them. We call them oral reasons. And we had Braden Gillespie place 8th in that, and Anna was 11th. Placing-wise, just based on like evaluation of the animals, Anna was 1st. She was 3rd in beef, and she was 8th in sheep and goats. In swine, Anna was 1st, and Braden was 14th. And then in sweepstakes, there were 62 kids that competed in that, and the Frontier team was 8th overall out of 13 teams. So really a great weekend. Again, it's a great weekend in Manhattan. There's a lot going on up at the campus. They're getting kind of an upgrade on the ag facility there. So I think it's so great that we get our kids from Frontier District exposed to those opportunities that they might be able to take advantage of in the future up there on campus. They have a new event center that is just built. It's basically in place. And they shared with us that they get keys to it basically this month. And so lots of fun future events to be held up there in Manhattan, Kansas. So it was an exciting weekend, and I'm so proud of all the Frontier kids that went and compete and did such a great job.
Always good to see kids go out and do well. in their respective fields. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.